Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, we're gonna start now. 1, 2, 3.
Man, there we go.
Yo, episode 2, quarantine balls in the building. You feel me? It's your boy J Bob.
Nigga, that was mad Jamaican. Nigga, the air horn. Yeah.
Yo, it's your boy Ty Johnson, aka Hellboy Honcho, Mountaineer Man. It's good.
Yo, man, it's your boy Rios, man. I'm chilling in the crib, you know, in dark, out of darkness and silence.
Yo, when Rios first got on, that nigga had OnlyFans lighting in the background. Nah, it's your boy Van Red. What's happening?
Hey, man, let's get to the bullshit. Manny Fresh versus Scott Storch. What's up?
Why did that white man beat up on that black man like that?
That shit was rigged.
That was Christopher Columbus, bro. Yeah,
that shit was rigged. That was a bad matchup for both of them, I feel like.
It was. It didn't make sense because Manny Fresh's discography is Cash Money, basically. Like, for the most part, he has some other joints with T.I. and these other people. For the most part, Cash Money. Scott Storch worked with Beyonce, Justin Timberlake. When this nigga dropped Song Cry, bro, I was like, oh, nah.
Right, he shadow produced for Dre too, right? So he got them too.
Yeah, like I
felt like he should have battled Timbaland.
Yeah, that would have been a better matchup.
That would have been a better matchup just because like they got that whole like, you know, pop bag to him, so like they could just like honestly, if, like, it would have been cool if fucking Scott Storch and Timberland just didn't even play hip hop records and just played pop records the whole time. Yeah, that was a funny shit.
I want to see. This is something that Twitter always says anytime these beat battles come around, but I can't front. I would like to see it if this nigga was in his right mind, but Kanye versus Pharrell. That would have been that's a fire beat battle.
That would have been fire, but like Kanye would have got washed, bro. Bad.
No, it depends on which joints. It depends on which joints. Because he has Kerry Hilson joints. He has Janet Jackson joints. He got,
man, he has,
you know,
Jay-Z shit.
Yeah,
I mean, they both got Jay-Z shit. They both can get into that, you know.
That's true.
Pharrell got a letter, bro.
But the thing is, like, but here's the thing, like, Kanye can play his own shit. You know that, though.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? So that's like the double edged sword. Keep like on. He can play a shit where he made a beat and then he's rapping on it.
I mean,
so
Loki Pharrell can do that too.
He can too, but those songs ain't better than Kanye's songs.
Yeah,
you're not better. Yeah, I think Kanye's a better musician than Pharrell, but in terms of like beat making and stuff like that, I think it's pretty even for the most part.
I think that the craziest stat is in like this nigga had 40% of the songs on the radio in 2003 was Pharrell, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy too. Like they can even go like deep into their hip hop bag too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Pharrell got songs with Noriega, man. Shit.
That's, yeah, like, true. That's like his first real, like
so it's like,
yo, you know what I mean? My favorite story is when Nori had brung Pharrell around Busta Rhymes. Yeah,
Queensbridge. And Queensbridge shit. That's a funny
And story. Then, like, Pharrell was wearing some tight shit. And then Busta Rhymes was like, yo, what the fuck? I work with that nigga. And, like, and then after that, they became cool and shit like that. But at the same time, it's like, at that time, that was, like, early 2000, my nigga. He was wearing tight-ass clothes and shit like that. When everybody was on some baggy shit.
Pharrell was on the weirdo shit before even Kanye.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, That nigga's a genius, my nigga. Cause like for real, cause everybody looking at you like crazy, but nah, you just the future, my nigga. Like that's just like, wild to me.
What made Pharrell like mad cool was that like for like the suburban niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like he brought that whole skate culture to hip hop. To me, he was the first rapper to bring like skate culture to hip hop. So 100%. Like Ice Cream Skate Movie is probably one of the best skate movies of all time. So he really bought that element to hip-hop, which was fire.
Skateboard P is literally the reason why me and my friends had skateboards. Like,
bro,
it's really the only reason why a lot of black people got introduced to Terry Kennedy.
They were out before that, but like he put them on the map. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I'm not saying they weren't out. I know. Didn't know.
Yeah, really. Facts. Oh yeah, facts.
In New York, suburban New York, didn't really know who Terry Kennedy was tearing up the streets of L.A.
Right. That's true. That's true. But Kanye has like that Dilla bag too. So it'll be cool if they just even did that too.
But like the thing we got a distinctive like in these battles is like, nigga, are we doing hits? Or are we doing like cultural songs, nigga? Because if we doing cultural, I feel like Manny Fresh won, bro.
But only reason why you feel he won is because he has backed that ass up.
But here's the thing.
He got more than that.
Number one stunner, like cultural shit, bro.
Yeah, but he was playing some shit that I was like, all right, this is a good song and it reminds me of Tom, but it's not that ill. And you gotta think about all these like battles, right? Right. All these battles, like they're playing hits, like the hits, like for instance,
you gotta play the hits.
Like the Neo battle, right? They was playing straight hits, and like that's what all mattered out there. They're R&B niggas. All right, cool. If you even look at the French, what I want to segue into is like the French and Tory shit. Like they were playing hits, my nigga. Like you feel me? Like it ain't about like some of the shit you can get away with, but it's all about hits. And when Manny Fresh played fucking his Scott Storch beat, and he tried to do the New Orleans bounce, I was like, I'm out of here.
Nah, you can't do that.
Oh, make the rain with the New Orleans bounce.
Yeah,
Scott Storch was like, are you playing my beats?
Scott Storch was like, I'm so confused. What's happening right now? What is happening right now? Like,
man, the two funniest things is the comments. Niggas is like, yo, wrap this up. And then the second thing was when Manny Fresh's skits. Yo, Scott Storch is hot.
Yeah, he was cut up. He was like, yo, come on, G.
That was a low blow.
Call him a quicker, man. Shit's wild.
But he was like, squandered $70 million on hookers and drugs.
Scott Storch a legend. Yo, he had Lil Kim and bro, he was apparently there's a story. I remember that story, bro. Like he had Mariah Carey, you know what I'm saying, boofing coke from her butt. Like back in 04.
Hey, man.
Back when she was crazy, but he was dating Lil Kim at the time too. Scott Storch is a legend.
He was
man.
That nigga, bro. Like don't forget.
He gave her last hit.
Well, light us up, yeah.
Not low key.
That was a big record. That was a big record.
That was not low key at all. That was high key. High.
All right. So, how do you feel about this French and Tory shit?
Yo, I think if you're not from New York, you don't really know how deep French's bag is, bro. French was an era, bro. Like niggas forget. Cold shit, like early shit, like crazy.
For real. I can't lie. That shit got me in my bag that night, son.
Yeah, man.
I'm not gonna lie, son. I forgot how extensive French Montana's discography was.
Yeah, man. It's because he's been so whack for so many years now.
He
don't be caring, bro. He in Calabasas now.
Yeah, that shit is wicked. Because I fuck with Tory Heavy. I really do fuck with Tory Heavy. But this nigga was fighting for his life.
All his shit's are remixes, bro. It's only so much you can do with that.
Because he don't got no original songs, man.
Bro, when he played this shit with 6ix9ine, that's when everything just went left. And everybody was like, boo.
It's over, bro. French bag is too deep, bro. French got shit with Flocka. French got shit with like early Coke Boy shit. You got shit with Max. It's like, you can't fuck with it.
Yeah, that's true. French should be so quiet that you think he's not really, he doesn't really have one. But he keep one. He always keep one every couple of years.
French drop a single every year. That's it. Low key.
Like when he played the shit with Sway Lee, it was over.
Yeah.
That's it, bro. Unforgettable so fire, bro.
Yeah, Sway Lee blessed him. He blessed him with that.
And then obviously he plays Stay Scheming. Like Tory doesn't have anything in his arsenal for that.
Stay Scheming is a different type of bag, bro.
It's crazy because we can't even play that song no more.
Yeah.
Wow. Nigga, Drake's verse, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we can.
No, that shit still hit, bro.
I remember when Kobe passed, that's what they played on my job. They played State Schema like 5 times.
Nigga, he got Common out of here, bro. He ain't deserve that.
Yeah, man. We can still play
that. Nah, my nigga, think about it, bro. It's going to be so awkward when you play that shit, bro. Because one, even for Drake, I'm pretty sure he doesn't want to play that anymore because he had the situation where he had to apologize to Kobe.
Right.
And then now, like, the niggas.
Oh, he apologized to Kobe for that?
Kobe
pressed him about that shit. And then, like.
Oh, he called his wife a bitch, but she wasn't with me.
He was just like, yo, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym. Because they was. It's like he's still with it, my nigga. Like, you feel me? She had to hear that everywhere she went.
Plus, so, that was before the divorce, too. It was about to get divorced. That's why it was like a thing. Yeah.
That's funny.
But anyway, but I'm saying, though, like, then now, like, she's grieving and shit like that. And then, like, I don't know. It's just weird, my nigga. Like, it's not the same anymore to me.
Kobe about to lose 150 M's.
Classic, man.
Classic hip hop right there.
But nah, but French got other shit like Chop It Down. Like, shit I forgot about.
Yeah, bro. You got shit with Chinks.
Like, it's too deep, bro.
What's your favorite French song? If you don't mind me asking.
Damn.
Pop that,
like, hate wise? Anything over Coldplay Sue.
I fuck with a Sanctuary. That's my shit.
Oh, yeah, true.
That shit hard.
Damn, forgot about that tape.
Wait. Fresh Montana remixed the fucking Billy Joel song. It made that shit fire, bro.
Bro, did he play Return of the Mac?
I don't even think he did that. That's a classic.
Bro, he didn't even play that, bro.
Yeah, damn, that would have went off. Damn, can't front.
Right, one of my favorite shits with him too is the shit with him and Mac Miller. That shit is fire.
Yep.
Oh, Triple Double, that one?
Nah.
I like that song too. I
forgot the name of the shit.
What about the one with Currency in the Sun?
Classic.
These bitches, right?
The Mac shit?
Yeah.
I feel like that one.
But I fuck with what's the shit? What's the French song, man? With the New York State of Mind. That shit is hard too. The Billy Joel joint.
Then he got New York Minute too. Damn.
Yeah, bro.
French got joints, bro. He got the verse on the Bobby Shmurda shit. He can really.
Bro, play. He got a joint with Rick Ross back in the day. I'm at your wife's house. That's a classic.
He got the hook on All Birds. Him shit with him and Ross.
Bro, all that MMG shit. Going crazy. Bro, he got some shit with Uncle Murder back in the day. That shit a classic. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, they gotta respect French, man.
Bro, yeah, man. Yo, Smack DVD days, man.
Bro.
I missed the era. Remember when nigga Mellow Goons was threatening George Carlin and shit? Classic. It's like, yo, play my young George nigga. Carlin. Play my young nigga. Play my young nigga.
It was George Carlin?
George Carl.
George Carl, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Coach George Nugget. Carlin, the comedian.
Oh, yo, my favorite Smack DVD moment is fucking Carmelo Anthony on the Stop Snitching
T-shirt, dude. Carmelo's really legendary for that, man.
It's like, yo, man, what y'all doing telling these streets, my nigga?
Yeah, I remember when I remember you couldn't even wear Stop Snitching T-shirts in school. Like, they made you take them off. And then, like, it was that and the snowman shit.
I got suspended for the snowman shit because I was.
I remember in Belmont when everybody had a snowman T-shirt.
Yeah, and they had different colors too.
Sell nickel bags. I know it.
Yeah. Them niggas was like, either you take it off or you take your time, nigga. And I took my time, nigga. And I was like, I'll do my bid. Taking off the snowman shirt.
Yeah, man.
Yo, y'all saw the Boy Wonder Hit Boy beat battle?
I think that's the best one.
Yeah. Man.
That shit was amazing. That shit was pretty good.
That shit was good.
Hit-Boy was getting beat up a little bit. Can't front.
Nah, he came back in that second half.
Hit-Boy was sick.
He was. You could tell he was sick because he was like, I don't have Drake as my best friend to jump on everything.
That nigga was tight.
Nigga, I ain't gonna hold you. That Rowdy and Drake sound crazy.
That shit sound ridiculous, man. Yo, yeah,
that Roddy and Drake sound insane, boy.
It's funny Hit-Boy said that when he got Jay-Z songs, bro. You can't say that and got Jay-Z tracks, B. You know what I mean? Like, multiple. It's not like just one.
Yo, deadass, you got multiple. And Beyonce
songs. And Beyonce
songs, yeah.
Like, bro, like, Kanye was loving Hit-Boy at a point, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, man. Yeah, like, I want to see I want to see Metro Boomin versus Southside, to be honest, man. That's the one.
Metro gonna win, bro.
Metro Boomin versus
any current nigga versus Metro's is wash.
Metro versus
that's South what that, I, but I think Southside out of the new wave producers, he's like the only one that can put up a decent.
But the thing is, them niggas do beats together, so they be playing. They low key might be playing the same joints,
same shit. Yeah,
you can probably do like Sunny Digital.
Yeah.
Sunny
Digital would work. I feel like Sunny Digital would work better with a TM88.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm with a TM88 would be fire.
You niggas watching the Lil Jon T-Pain shit?
Lil Jon versus T-Pain?
T-Pain gonna get killed, bro. He's gonna get killed.
I think he is.
He's gonna get killed, bro.
Lil Jon got shit. Like, Lil Jon's run from like 01 to like 07, bro.
Bro, this nigga got songs with Usher. He got his own shit. He got Yin Yang Twin shit.
The thing is, like, how many times do we want to get yelled at? We don't want to get yelled at for 20 songs straight.
But he did bounce shit too though back in the day. So he could do. I think did he do the My Boo beat? I think, or some shit like that.
Yeah, he did that shit. Lovers and Friends, nigga.
It's like hits that they wrote on. I'm assuming it's artist shit at this point. That's why they took T-Pain out. Yeah,
but even so, they gonna play Get Low. He got Soul Shaker.
Oh no,
got
a bunch of joints.
T-Pain gonna play bartender, and then that's it, bro. I'm in love with a stripper. Okay,
bro, are you serious?
I can't believe it. Okay,
you're bugging, bro.
Believe it,
bro. T-Pain gonna bomb.
He got money.
Kiss with Chris Brown. He got.
It's cool.
Yo, I'm about to pull out my phone.
Not better than Lovers and Friends, bro.
That's what I'm saying. T-Pain gonna get the 10 tracks, and he's gonna struggle after that, bro.
Bro, he gonna hit a nigga with, he gonna warm up with Buy You a Drink, he gonna hit him with Bartender, he gonna hit him with Stripper, I Love a Stripper, he's gonna hit him with Sprung, and then he's gonna
that's
go
10 songs. And then look at this,
bro.
When he gets into his Akon bag,
as soon as he dropped the Tory Lanez shit, he lost.
Yeah.
He's not gonna drop that shit, bro. Come on,
he's gonna drop it.
He's gonna drop it, bro. You gonna see.
Bro, Lil Jon got too much shit, man.
T-Pain would never do bro. Shit like that.
Lil Jon got Snap Your Fingers. He got a bunch of shit, bro. He got the Youngblood shit. He got hella shit.
Damn, we don't give a fuck. Hey.
Exactly, man.
I'm going to look at T-Pain Essentials. He got Get Your Roll On with Tory. That's fire. That's not even the other shit. I'm in love with a stripper. I'm Sprung. Bartender. Up, down. Make it go up, down.
Bro, he has Apple Bottom Jeans.
Nigga, nobody trying to hear that.
Chopped and screwed with
Ludacris. Nobody trying to hear that.
Freeze, fire.
Nigga, Lil Jon got Pitbull joints he can play.
T-Pain got Absol Hood.
Nigga,
oh my gosh. I'm so hood.
Bro, this nigga.
And I got John, these gold in my mouth.
Nah, Lil Jon got the what's this nigga? He got the E-40 joint. They both on that shit.
He did you in that, right?
Yeah, he got some cut. He got mad joints he can play, bro. He got the little scrappy joint. He got mad little scrappy joints he could throw out. Like,
yo, T-Pain is gonna wash him, bro.
He did. Lil Jon got some shit, bro. He got Lil Jon got Mabu.
Lovers Salt and Friends, Shaker, nigga.
Lovers and Friends.
Get Low. Salt Shaker.
T-Pain has All I Do Is Win.
That shit suck.
My boo's better than that shit. What else?
My boo's not better than fucking that Lil Wayne. Oh, I can't believe it.
I think that's on par.
Y'all said Got Money.
Yeah, Got Money on there. You gotta put Got Money.
Yeah, Got Money. Yeah, you got to put Got Money on there.
I think he's gonna get. I still think he's gonna get wild.
He got Good Life. He got I'm a Flirt.
Oh yeah. Oh
damn, the remix too.
He got all of the above.
Bow Wow out of my system.
Yeah, all right, I'll take it back. It might be, all right, it's gonna be interesting. It'd be interesting. I give you that.
Come on, man.
It's gonna be interesting. I give you that.
It's gonna be close. Hold on.
Teddy Bender ass down. Come on, bro.
Wait, hold on. I'm going on the essentials, my nigga.
It's about the showmanship too. Like I feel like T-Pain gonna be in there dancing funny.
Bro, he got chopped and screwed, bro. We talking about right
now? Oh, that's the shit with Ludacris. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Come on. Yeah. He got
shorty with T-Pain.
Ooh. Oh yeah, I mean, oh yeah, with Clash too.
Yeah. Oh, he got. Yo, Lil Jon got in the club, man. In the club.
Beer. He got a bunch of joints.
Yeah, he got that.
He got the Bone Crusher joint.
Yeah, man.
The battle I really want to see is JD and Diddy, bro. That's the one right there.
JD like. Versus Diddy, nah.
What you mean?
I don't know. I want to see.
I would see JD.
Honestly,
yeah. They both got Usher songs. They both got Mariah Carey songs they can go to. They got their own shit.
On some real hip hop.
I feel like Diddy would watch.
Nah, bro. JD got shit in the cut. Like. Yeah, it'll be equal, bro.
JD got shit in the cup, bro.
JD did that whole Mariah album that went crazy, bro.
Oh, he did that whole Confessions album too.
Come on, bro. Come on, part two, Confessions part two.
Let it burn. Let it burn.
Come on, bro.
Oh, that shit is hard. Yo, nah, he did the hard. He has a top 10 Mariah Carey song, bro.
He got the number one Mariah Carey song, in my opinion. He got We Belong Together, bro. Come on.
Oh.
Come on, bro.
I still can't believe JD was hitting Janet Jackson. I think about that a lot.
Look what that money make a bitch do.
Now, I want on some real hip-hop shit, though. I kind of want to see Premier and Pete Rock. I heard, like, that's some shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see them play their, like, I don't want to see them, like, DJ they old shit. I want to see them, like, make a beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, make an actual beat live and then niggas got to judge the beat. That's what I want. But, like, that's the only, like, real, like, producer battle I want to see out of all, like, the niggas, to be honest. Because, like, all those happen over, like, the Alchemist, Just Blaze joint.
Yeah.
Like, he don't got to battle nobody. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's just certain people that, like.
I just never want to see Swiss battle again, bro.
Bro.
That nigga's overrated, bro. All his beats suck. It's the same repetitive shit. Man.
I hate that shit.
Yeah, I just never want to see him battle. But that's pretty much it.
Alchemist is like crazy with that shit, though. I went to some whole repellent Alchemist show once. That shit was ill, and he was chopping his shit up live. So like it was fire, like.
I saw a clip of that. Of Alchemist chopping some shit. I think he was doing a beat battle against somebody. That was the
Just Blaze joint. No, he.
Okay.
He's battling Just Blaze. He.
Yo, drop that.
But he does that. But he does that like for every show. But he'll do like
that. That Rico Make It joint with the fucking sample in the beginning. He just played the sample. And then let that shit rock the fucking crowd. When that shit hit, we go.
Drop that shit. That shit is crazy, man.
Nah, he does that. He does that for every show. Like he'll make his classic beat, like a classic beat for each show. So he'll have this shit ready. So like the show I went to, he did Hold You Down with Prodigy. That shit was ill. Like
he did the sample into that shit. Crazy.
He just kept chopping it, and then like he kept chopping. He's like, all right. Do everybody's like, oh,
as soon as you hear that, it's one of the songs, as soon as you hear a little bit, you know the whole song, you know what he's about to play.
Yeah, like that shit was tough. So I fuck with Alchemist though, like, but
yo, I mean, did y'all, all right, yo, moving along, yo, did y'all been watching the Respectfully Justin IG live?
Nah,
the what?
What's that?
I heard about it,
that shit, bro.
I heard that about it.
So what's happening on there, bro?
Oh, I heard,
like, because. Yo, because he actually has like valid joints on there for the most part. Because you know how like Fendi, his chicks is kind of nasty, and like Boozy is funny, but Boozy be having like these nasty ratchet chicks.
Bro,
like respectfully, Justin got like the like chicks that actually look good. You feel me? Right. But like he be roasting them. That's the funny part. You didn't see the Russell Shoe shit I posted?
So, that was it.
That's Respectfully Justin, bro. Like that the lives are getting crazy out of control. Yo, you see the one with the girl with the kid?
Bro, that was
Reggie,
nuts.
The Reggie P stuff has been wild.
I saw one of Instagram account called We Outside But Inside. Y'all saw those lives?
Nah, what's going on there?
Bro, Shorty got the fucking butt plug in with the dip. Yo, them niggas was going insane.
Yeah, they got a free nigga soon. Niggas losing their mind. Yo, they got a free niggas losing their mind.
The Retchie P
$15 cash apps. Wildin'.
Bro, the Retchie P one is wild, bro.
Retch got niggas putting they family members in sleeper holes and shit.
Bro, right? this nigga Retch was like, yo, man, you guy goes, yo, like, I'm gonna drop 325 eye acid in both my eyes. I'm like, bro, what, nigga? You're not even in, like, you're doing that in the crib. Like, what?
Damn,
like,
did you see the one where the girl put the Henny bottle in her butt and then she
of course, of course, of course.
No way, that's a real thing. No way.
This is funny to you.
Yeah, that's respectfully Justin, bro.
Yeah, of course. Nah. I was like, yo.
Niggas losing their minds, bro.
Bro, seen it.
They said OnlyFans went up like 70%.
Hell yeah, nigga. That's easy money if you're a woman. Like,
bro, because women are putting their toe picks on there and they getting bread. Nigga.
Yeah, they eating off the toe picks, man. Man, the game is diluted though.
Bro, because you know what it is, bro. Because I said the last time that chick ruined it, man. She ruined the game, b.
Whoa. Which one?
That Call Me Cora chick, bro.
She ruined the IG.
Ruined it. Yeah, man.
She fucked up.
Bro,
This is all I posted. Ha 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 ha.
Yo, niggas disappointing Pimp C every other day, man.
I feel like the bar for OnlyFans is Miss B Nasty. I feel like she sets the price point for everything, bro.
Bro.
You don't think she got a mental illness?
Absolutely. She's a demon, but...
Bro.
She's an artist. She popped that pussy, so... Yeah.
Bro, okay. It'd be the most, like, the weirdest shit. Like, she'll be waiting to pay a toll, my nigga. And then,
she was in a doctor's office one time. I'm like, all right, man.
Yeah, bro. You seen the one where, like...
She, that gotta be a crime.
The one that told
that's me? A sex act. That is a public sex act.
That's indecent exposure. You feel me?
She's gonna get bad one of these days. Like, the police is gonna pull up on her door. Like, yo, you was wild.
She probably post that video to her OnlyFans.
She probably pay off the police like on some Al Capone shit.
Like, your subscription for 2 months.
She making like 15 racks a month. Crazy.
Yo, did you see when they linked up in Miami? Like, it was like,
oh, yeah, man. I seen that.
Right before it was
nasty.
It was the OnlyFans dream team meetup. You know what I'm saying?
It's the OnlyFans All-Star game.
The Canela joint,
the Rachel Savage joint,
fuck that bitch.
Did they do like a crossover content?
It was like, bro,
it was like the Players Ball for OnlyFans bitches and shit.
It was so. Bro, it was like different timelines and shit, bro. Shit was out of hand, bro.
Yeah, like,
it was the last Avengers movie. I'm telling you,
I'm fucking weak.
Yeah, man, but nah, Miss B Nasty is really the standard. She be doing all that for like $7, like,
bro. That's what I'm
the
saying.
Best value out.
Like, people don't know how this shit work. Like, I feel like people think like, all right, obviously there's gonna be people that pay and give them money, but like the ones that's really getting the bag, like their subscription is like $7-$5, bro.
That's it.
Oh yeah, but like you got bro, because you know what it is, like the porn stars, my nigga, with the OnlyFans joint, like they kind of set the bar with that shit too, though.
Yeah,
because like. They were the ones like charging $5 per person, and then, like all the some saying, bro, the Twitter honeys. This will happen, man. Like, it's two parallels. You got the porn star bitches, and you got the TL honey bitches.
This nigga sound like Pimp C.
I ain't go front, nah. So like the Twitter honeys and shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas really wanted their shits more, so they're like, oh, we could price gouge this shit. But the porn stars are like, nah, chill. Like, yo,
they undercut them, bro.
Yeah, niggas know we could do already. So they pretty much put a shift in the market. So now niggas are buying all the porn star joints, and then like Miss B Nasty was like the smart one. She goes, wait. I'm a Twitter honey, but also too. Wait, nigga, I'm about to start charging like $8 for my shit.
Yeah, that should be super cheap. She be wilding on it too.
Bro, she has 61,000 subs, bro.
You know why? Because there's a lot of
people. Know that.
Bro, she's eating off that.
That ain't nasty, but they be like, you know what? For $8 a month, this is like my Netflix. I just kick into this whenever I want it. Like, bro, let me just do that. That's fine.
But she was the first one to undercut that shit though.
Yeah, and plus you know what you're getting with her because she be posting the snippets on the TL
like she was giving it up crazy. Yeah, she was one of the first ones doing that, man.
Like, it's like when Frank Lucas came out with Blue Magic, nigga. That's Miss B Nasty with the OnlyFans, like.
She's the Willie Mays of the OnlyFans.
She's holding down the OnlyFans.
Like,
that's a fact,
bro. But I'm saying a lot of her shit is because she looks like Carrie Hilson.
That's how she got on.
But that was her Twitter shtick from the beginning. Anyway, that's what I'm saying, bro. She's a marketing genius. Yo, she needs to be on Forbes Most 100 Influential Women, man.
She need a master class,
she needs a master class on like how to do this shit, like for real. Like, and like, and now you got like chicks trying to like, trying to tease, like, oh yeah, like I bought a lamp, I bought a fucking ring. Like, bitch, get the fuck out of here with that shit, my nigga. I bought a lighting ring. Like,
Miss B Nasty got 4K, nigga, and she giving it up in the Wendy's parking lot.
Bro, giving us iPhone, bro. She giving us that lighting ring content and that iPhone content. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she give you angles, nigga.
Bro, yo, she's dedicated to her craft.
Here we, bro. She be going to like Piggly Wiggly and getting off. Like,
hey, here we at Applebee's,
nigga. When she was at the car wash and did it, that's a legendary video,
bro. The one of her in the fucking backyard.
Oh yeah, that was crazy,
bro.
Like, nigga, she was on her front porch one time, and I was like, all right, man. You've gone too far, Biggs. You're gone too far. But nah, man, shit is crazy. Yo, what y'all niggas watching though? What's new? What y'all update for this week?
I've had to restart the second season of Ozark to get me into the third season. So right now, I'm probably like 2 episodes left in the second season of Ozark before start that, but I heard nothing but good things about it.
Tap in. Everybody tell me it's fire. I just
haven't. You never seen any episodes ever?
I've never. Nah. I know Jason Bateman's on the show.
Yeah.
You tap in. You'd like that show.
I'm a fuck with it. Everybody say it's fire. So
because you like Watchmen, and it's a serious. It's actually, I don't know why I said because you like Watchmen. It's just a really good show.
It seems like Breaking Bad, but like,
yeah,
on a different level.
It's a family that had to move to the sticks to launder money for the cartel. Like, it's
That's fire then. All right,
bro.
I like that. And you said cartel. I'm in. I'm sold.
Yeah, that's all I really need to hear.
That shit's fire. Y'all niggas gotta watch that.
Dave, on front. I'm tired of watching shit.
You saw Dave though?
Yeah,
Dave is funny as hell, bro. The Young Thug shit is mad funny on there. That shit is mad funny. Like the Young Thug episode with him and Gunna and shit is mad.
I didn't even see that. Yeah, I'm in the second episode, I think.
Oh, man.
Start coughing and shit.
That's yeah.
You know what's funny, though? That Gator nigga, I remember him from like 15 years ago, bro. Like,
15,
like
how?
Like, 15. he was making music with Tyga. I remember like 10, 12 years ago, he was Tyga's best friend. Him and Tyga came up together before Tyga linked up with Lil Wayne. He had an album with like with an all white cover. He had a song called like Coconut, like put the lime in the coconut.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That nigga Gata was his best friend. They used to have like a clique called GED, Getting Every Dollar.
Yo, you know who was on that shit too? That shit
had it on his face.
You know who's on that shit on that label too? Schoolboy Q. All them niggas were on the same label at one point.
Oh wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
I think Schoolboy Q was in the Coconut Juice video too.
Are you serious?
That's crazy.
Cause I remember Tyga and Gata, and I remember like, yo, these niggas really love animals. Like these niggas.
Matter of fact, they made a reference to that in the last episode.
Did they?
That he used about Tyga?
Yeah, so like that she was like, something, what's your name? He was like Gata. And he was like, yeah, we about to go link with Tyga. And then the mom was like, Gata, Tyga, what's next? Armadillo? And like, that shit was that funny. And like, it's crazy that you said that shit. They made a reference to that.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
But the crazy thing is, somebody just told me he's Little Dicky's hype man now. like in real life.
Yeah, he's been Lil Dicky. I saw a post Lil Dicky made about him. It was like, yo, he's been my hype man for years. Like, he's my best friend, whatever, whatever, whatever. So I'm assuming, like, after he stopped fucking with Tiger, like, him and Dicky started fucking with each other.
Lil Dicky's like, he's one of the few right rappers, I think. Like, that nigga's funny as hell, man.
Yo, but you know what I'm gonna ask y'all, man.
What's up?
Have y'all fucking watched Tiger King yet, B?
Yo, I watched it, my nigga. I watched it.
Let's go, Van. Let's talk about it.
I started the first episode. I don't think I finished the first episode.
I'm gonna come clean. Tiger King might be the wildest shit I've seen in a few years, bro.
That shit is so fucking
It's really that wild.
It's so fucking good. Yo, it's really fucking good. Bro, you think she killed her motherfucking husband, man?
Yo, I'm gonna do it like this, man. To quote Young Thug, I didn't kill that body, but I had something to do with that body. You know what I mean?
Bro. You know, it was she was like, bro, she said it so casual. She goes, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, if you're trying to have a tiger killer, man, you know what I'm saying? You gotta dip that nigga in some sardine oil. I was like,
yeah, she fed that nigga to the tigers, bro.
I was like, yo,
shit is real.
But yo, like, it's crazy how, like, you know what I'm saying, how a gay polygamous tiger owner, you know what I'm saying, has this much power.
He had two straight niggas as boyfriends, bro. Like he was wilding, bro.
All those tiger owners had something like off about them. Like, that's the crazy part about it.
Well, if you go on multiple tigers, you're not all the way there in the head.
Yeah, like, you can't like, be. Like, you like, can't bro, be. Unless like, you're French you know, Montana
like,
or something.
Like, you know who's worse. Honestly, you know who's worse than all this shit? Doc Antel, bro.
I don't know what that is.
Because that nigga had a harem. The nigga had a harem of bitches.
Damn, he did.
And he was grooming them bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
And like that shit was wild, bro. He goes, they was like, yeah, like, I got like five. He goes, yeah, I got like five of my ladies. You know what I'm saying? Right now, they love the tigers, but you know, we just going.
The tiger trap is. I didn't know the tiger trap house was booming like that. And then one of them niggas was with Britney Spears at one point. Like, he had like tiger.
That was Doc Antel, bro.
Yeah, like,
yeah, man. Yo, remember. In wrestling, Scott Steiner, bro, that's Doc Antel in the back with the shorty.
Ew. Wow, that's crazy. My nigga Scott Steiner really brought a tiger to the ring,
bro. Them tiger owners are crazy.
But yeah, nah, y'all niggas gotta peep that. That shit is crazy.
Nah, yo, like for a documentary series,
you got drug shit, you got tiger shit, you got niggas getting killed.
Beautiful,
it's just
beautiful.
Wild all around.
Beautiful, like.
But yeah, peep that.
That's going to win an award. I'll put chips on it.
But nah, you know what I rewatched the other day, bro? Fucking Players Club. Yo, Lisa Rae is top 10 ever, bro.
Bro,
that woman is fine as hell.
Yo, honestly, I was watching Players Club.
Hold on. Not to cut you off. So like the brat came out and said she was like lesbian the other day or some shit.
She never officially said it.
We needed that.
Like, what? Like, yo, I was like, yo, nigga, we been knew that. Like, yeah,
I thought that was the whole shit. Like, that was your thing.
Yeah.
I can be their sisters for real.
Lady of Rage vibes.
Yeah.
No, I was gonna say, shit. What were we talking about again?
Lisa Ray, bro.
Oh yeah, Paris Club.
All white guys.
You know, a lot of niggas in that movie died, bro. Like
yeah, Michael, true. I was watching it, like Bernie, like the little nigga at the door.
Like Michael Clark Duncan.
He's dead.
Yeah, like it was a lot of like dudes that were dead, bro. Like in that movie.
So. The nigga, Junior, in that. The nigga who raped Ebony, that nigga dead.
Oh, he dead?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, bro. So a lot of niggas died in that, like are dead. Like, that's crazy. I was watching, wait. Michael Clark Duncan's in this shit? I'm like, wow, that was like, that's crazy.
I think it's still why that nigga was married to Omarosa, bro. Like, that nigga.
Yeah, Michael Clark Duncan. He's in the Players Club. Bro, remember when he punched him?
Omarosa in real life?
Yeah, in real life.
Yeah, they was dating for a minute, too. Like, for a minute, bro.
That's insane. That's like Shaq and fucking Hoops. Like,
No, bro. What's the most...
Shaq and Nasty
Niggas. Like, what's the most, like, weird Hollywood couple, like, that y'all could think
Nigga,
of?
Ray J and Whitney Houston.
Yeah, that's nothing tops that, bro.
Honestly, I got some better than top stat, bro.
Nigga, friend said I want to kiss you like Ray J do Whitney Houston.
I got some better than that. than that Whitney Houston joint, bro. Baron it's Davis, not
late to French Montana,
bro. Baron Davis was dating the mom from Jumanji, bro.
Oh yeah, he was. He was. I Laura Dern.
And he had a Jerry curl at that time,
bro. That was that. That was weird.
That Baron
was
Davis weird. Is that nigga, man. B Diddy.
I'm from Legend. Jumanji. That's what I googled.
Yeah, B Diddy. But nah, man. Players Club, y'all. That's a classic. That's classic black cinema. Like if it was like Hood Oscars, like Lisa Ray would have won an award for that, man.
What would she win? Best Supporting Actress,
Best Actress, bro. Best Actress. Best Actress. And the joint that played Roxy, whatever, the joint with the blonde hair, she definitely would have won Best Supporting.
Oh, she was fire.
She was wild in that movie.
Yo, bro. I think she's still around. She's thicker than a motherfucker.
Hey, every old of them still thick, bro. Like, it's crazy. Lisa Ray really, like, invented all white. Her and Yo Gotti, man.
Yo, this is random, though. But you see, like, I've been new this, but you seen that picture circulating with Jasmine Cashmere?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, and it's like, would you marry a porn star? Jasmine Cashmere, she gave her life to God. But that was like for a while now and shit like that. And then like there's like this picture circulating with her and her dude. And it was like, would you like marry a porn star? And then like everybody's like, hell no, nigga.
It's like Lacey Duvall. Lacey Duvall's a fucking chef. Roxy Reynolds a truck driver. Like life is crazy.
Nat Turner's a
truck driver.
Yes, son.
No, she's joking. Not.
If she is, nigga, no, her name not. Is like a truck or something on Snapchat. She's like a real truck driver.
She's selling perfume and shit.
Wait, who is it? What was the first one that you named?
Jasmine Cashmere.
But I just want to say, why does it say Lacey Duvall? I have a picture of fucking Megan Good. I'm fucking dead.
But they kind of look alike back in the day, at least.
Let me see. Tiny bit. No, they did not. Just because they have the same tatted eyebrows, don't be that.
Exactly, bro. But now she's like a chef now.
Lacey Duvall?
Yeah.
She was the chef up north.
Who is it? Carmen Santiago? Yeah. Who is it? Hasta luego? Who is the person? Carmen what?
San Diego, nigga?
What are you talking about?
The first shorty you was talking to.
Jasmine Cashmere. Cashmere. Shout out to Carmelo.
Yeah, I mean.
Shout out to Carmelo, legend. But nah, man. It'd be funny because like these porn stars be really getting their life together like after like. Man, even just porn stars. It'd be funny.
You just gotta get slammed through real quick.
It'd be funny when niggas find God. Like, look at Lady Saw. Like, Lady Saw being like super religious now is crazy to me.
Oh, Pastor Marion?
Pastor Marion.
Bro, Pastor Marion. You know what it is? Bro, you need balance, bro. And like, when you don't have balance and you're just like on like the wild side of shit all the time, that shit take a toll on you, bro.
Nigga, that's gonna be Meg Thee Stallion in 20 years. She gonna be Pastor Megan. She's gonna be Pastor Megan.
Yo, she gonna
be mega church
music.
She's gonna be twerking for the Lord. Jesus,
Amen. Nah,
I feel like Meg Thee Stallion would probably be like one of those chicks that like later on, like, you know, she fucking has like a random real estate investment property somewhere.
I feel like that's every Houston rapper. I feel like got some real estate shit.
Like, I feel like she would have some type of cooking line, though. I feel like she would have some type.
Oh, she could be Raps Patty LaBelle.
Yeah, I feel like she would have
Megan pies, nigga.
Megan's apple pie.
Ah,
nigga. Ah. No, wait. It's called call it Stallion Cakes.
Wow.
Oh.
What if Meg was like the new Little Debbie in the hood? Like, she got her own snack line.
Little Stallions.
Stallion. Yeah, 6ix9ine is free.
Nigga. Yo, 2020 is the wildest year ever, bro.
Bro, so nuts. I know.
6ix9ine beat the Chargers. He's home playing Xbox right now, nigga. Because he got asthma. Because he got asthma.
Did Ty freeze?
Yeah, this nigga is. I don't know what this nigga doing. Yeah, this nigga Ty was frozen, but yo, shit is crazy, man. Shout out to 6ix9ine. Y'all think he gonna be good out here? You think gonna he be able to move? Like,
bro, I actually think so. Like, surprisingly, like, I think, bro, he has the easiest lane to switch in. He doesn't necessarily have to rap anymore.
Nah, he can just get that reggaeton money.
Bro, he can get that reggaeton money. He'll be fine.
Where is he gonna move to? That's the real question.
He's probably gonna live in like it's probably gonna be like a Chief Keef situation.
Like, he just moved to LA.
He can't live in LA.
Oh yeah, he can't.
He got beef in LA too.
He got beef in LA, and too many niggas can get to him like that.
See, that's the issue, man. Like, he created too many. He burned too many bridges along the way, man.
But low key, he came out in a good time where everybody got to be inside.
Yeah, like, nah, it's low key bad though, because once niggas is outside, everybody gonna be outside, bro.
No, he'll be fine.
He'll be going by then. He'll be in Idaho. He'll be living on Kanye's ranch.
Bro, he's not gonna be fine, bro, because he's gonna have so much static. It's gonna be crazy, bro.
He gotta start making gospel music. Speaking of that.
Unless he just got to move around with no, like, he can't be on no, like, because the thing is, even if he's on, like, that trolling gangster shit, like, nobody's going to buy it now. Like, you feel me? Like,
only, I feel like the white kids they still going to be bumping the 6ix9ine.
Yeah, but it's not like buying, like, physically, but, like, niggas ain't going to believe.
You feel me?
Like, he won't be able to do shows in, like, major cities, but, like, he'll tear down, like, a Oklahoma, you know what I mean?
Nah, I feel like,
Kansas, he might go crazy.
I got a show in Topeka, Kansas.
You know, yeah, man.
Feel me? It's fucking trailway.
Nah, it's cool. I'm in Tallahassee, Florida.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I'm in Biloxi, Mississippi, man. You feel me?
Yeah,
like,
that nigga gonna be in some European third world country going crazy, man.
Yeah, bro, I'm in Bulgaria.
Some war ravaged country. He's gonna be going crazy. Man,
he gonna be in Trinidad with Bangle Smurf.
That's where he is. That's where Bangle Smurf is.
Yeah.
He can't. Yeah. He got deported.
He gonna be with Sean, believe, man, going crazy.
That's crazy. I mean, I didn't even know he got deported. I didn't even know he got deported.
I ain't know the niggas from Trinidad.
Yeah,
niggas been deported for years, nigga. Like, for years. Like, since what? Early 2000, nigga.
That's a fun. That's a funny rap name, though.
Bangle Smurf.
Come on, bro.
Southside of the building.
Yo, G-Unit produced a lot of whack rappers on top of the great ones.
Bro, no, it's the ones like
Spider Loke. kid, nigga, come on.
That's Wayne's, man.
Yeah,
Kid was on the freshman cover at 35, bro.
Bro, he's on, bro. Kid is on fucking Miss Officer. Come on, man.
It's funny because, like, we try to act like niggas isn't whack, but Kid Kid is whack, bro.
Yeah, no, terrible, but you know, niggas love Wayne and 50 so much, they just let
like
rock.
Like Jay Mills, you know what I'm saying?
Jay Mills was hard. He killed his own shine.
Jay Mills and Votto back in the day,
they both sizzled out, man.
Yeah, I know.
Jay Mills chose to be a weed carrier because he was hot after that Chameleonaire record. He could have went anywhere.
Bro, yeah. And then, like, I remember him and Votto were, like, doing mixtape. They were on Smack DVDs together and shit. And then, like, they just, niggas just stopped, bro.
Nah, I never forget when Cameron was like, yo, this nigga Votto called me crying, talking about, yo, you don't fuck with me, Flea. Cam was like, yo, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? That's a classic. Yo, Cam, the way Cam tells stories, man, is crazy. Even like the shit with him and Jimmy last year.
Cam was a grimy nigga. I'll be thinking about that shit, and then this nigga Cam was like, yeah, Jimmy from the Bronx. He's like, he's not from Harlem, he's from the Bronx, first of all.
From the Bronx. Nah, remember when that nigga got on
IG? At his grandma's crib.
Remember when this nigga got on IG Live in the fucking robe drinking that soda?
Bro, he was saying that shit
where he was saying, like, Jimmy's from the Bronx and shit. And he was drinking that soda for 2 hours.
He was killing that soda, bro.
Are you talking about Cam?
He's drinking the wrong can of soda too. Nigga drinking a can of Pepsi. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, that's nasty work. First of all, drinking soda is nasty work. But like,
it's nasty work. But like, yo, if you're gonna drink a can of Coke. You feel me? Like that. Like, that's keep it simple and gangster. You feel me?
Pepsi make you sexy.
Nah, I can't talk to no Pepsi, bro. Cam's that nigga. Cam's a legend, bro.
Cam's the one that started really that whole live shit. Like, celebrities going.
He was the first one that got popping on there. Yeah. Cause it was, he had like 40,000 people in that motherfucker watching that story after Jimmy went on Funk Flex crying.
He started crying, bro. That's the craziest thing about Cam. Like, Cam is grimy, my nigga.
He's grimy. Cam don't care.
Cam and 50 are very similar, my nigga.
That's why I didn't understand the beef, and I'm like, yo, y'all niggas too much alike. Like, y'all should be besties.
Nah, cause they're too, like, you gotta think about it, they're two strong headed people, bro. And like, when that's gonna conflict, because even when they first started beefing, like, the shit was over because 50 was saying how he could shut Koch down and everything over here. And Cam was like, what? So Cam,
I own Koch.
Yo, it's mad funny because like I was watching like Jim Jones on and Fab on IG Live the other day, right?
Right.
And Jim Jones is just talking about, first of all, Jim Jones does not shut the fuck up about Harlem, nigga, right? And he's just like, yo, I ain't gonna lie, nigga, Harlem, we had the freshest, flyest niggas out, blah, blah, blah.
'98, and like, nigga.
Yeah, and like, Uptown niggas is so aggressive. So like, when watching that argument between Cam and 50, it's funny because Cam was like, you can shut things down over here, baby. And then like, and 50 was just like, yo, Cam, relax. Relax. And then Cam was like, nah, I'm asking you, can you shut shit down
that,
over here?
That beef is the difference between Uptown niggas and Queens niggas, right?
Yo,
there.
Yo, fam, bro.
That's the difference right there.
And 50 was like, yo, you gonna make, yo, all right, see?
That's them, man. Remember when this nigga remember that voicemail that came out, Young Buck crying to 50?
Yeah. Oh my God. When he was on the phone and he was recording the phone. Yeah. And like, yo, I told you, but I told you this was gonna happen. Like, yeah.
Yo, 50 might be one of the funniest niggas ever in rap. Like shit, the wild shit he's done, like
to me. Remember when he recorded Shine on the phone?
Yeah, man.
He was telling Sean to shut up.
Yeah.
And even like, and DJ Khaled and them was beefing with 50 at that time. And even they was laughing at that shit, bro.
Nigga, that shit was funny. When fucking Jimmy Can called on Mace on Hot 97.
Oh, man.
Betha, is that you, Betha?
Yo, Betha. Yo, Betha. Yo.
No, with them Goonie Goo Goos, nigga.
Who's your favorite Harlem nigga?
Ever?
Cam.
Jimmy.
Cam and Diddy.
Jimmy. Oh, yeah. Diddy from Mount Vernon, bro.
Diddy from the Vern, bro.
He really from Mount Vernon. I got Jimmy, bro. Jimmy's always funny to me. Like, even that flex shit was just like, that nigga was really pouring his heart out. Like,
yeah.
He can't just put on there and laugh.
I'm going to be shout out to Jimmy. Jimmy's always in this nigga F's comments.
Shout out to Jimmy. I say, me personally, Juelz.
I fuck with Juelz. Juelz had an era, bro.
It's an East Side thing. He has an East.
Everybody wanted to be like Juelz at one point.
He has an East Side Harlem swag. Like that's how
it is. Cam Frank, Juelz Santana, like that would. Yo, I was a huge Juelz Santana fan back in the day.
Abe Lincoln Project, baby.
He had niggas wearing Lot 29 and bandanas, bro.
Bro, yeah, crown, bro, yeah, man. It's crazy how like Cam had like one, like he had a nigga from the Bronx, technically. Then he had like Cam's like from like, you know, like the 140th. Then Cam's like, you know, I need a nigga on the East Side too. Let me get Juelz. Like, it's like that. Like,
that was his young ball.
Like, yeah, like that's
bro. My favorite Harlem nigga is Max B.
Oh yeah, Max B might be he's like the prototype for all Harlem niggas. Like they all act like Max B, bro. They all like.
Nah.
Like, you show
bro,
nigga,
bro, Harlem niggas were just like.
They just different, man.
If you meet somebody from fucking Lithuania and you was like, all right, let me describe a person from every borough, you showing 50 for Queens, yeah. And you showing Max B for Harlem.
Harlem, bro.
All day.
Bro, they were
Brooklyn, I'm showing
who
niggas
show
Casanova.
Who you show
Casanova,
from Brooklyn?
Bro. Casanova is the most Brooklyn nigga I've ever seen, bro.
I say fab because Brooklyn niggas can't dress, man.
Nah, but he's been out of the trenches for a minute, so he can't dress, right, but yeah. The nigga is just he act like he from New Jersey.
So bad.
Fab was that nigga for a minute though.
Brooklyn niggas can dress. They just have like this. Like hard style about them. Like when you go, you see a Brooklyn nigga, you be like, all right, that's a Brooklyn nigga.
They're very name brand. They do dress like Jamaican.
They're name brand heavy. They're very name brand heavy.
Yeah, like they were doing like the whole G-Star shit. Like that was a Brooklyn thing.
Before. Brooklyn niggas got to show their tags and labels and like, shit like that.
Right? That was a GS9 thing. That was more of a GS9 thing.
Yeah, no, it was, but Brooklyn niggas like even Brooklyn niggas was always rocking like the G-Star jeans and shit like that. Even like that was like before.
Yeah, but Brooklyn niggas can dress. Brooklyn niggas can dress. They just got their own like style.
Them niggas
like,
got to show their logos.
Most people feel like Queens can't dress. Like you feel me? So it's just like. But it's weird because like the nigga, like Jim Jones always talks about like the flyest nigga is Nas. Nas is from Queensbridge, like you feel me?
Yo, Nas really
Nas is the only like nigga, you think when you think of somebody getting fly from Queens, it's like it's only Nas.
Nas. L back in the day, like in his era.
Nas was doing everything though. Like Nas had like the Avex coats, the Sergio Ticini shit. Like,
and I think that QB chain is a top five rap chain, bro.
Yeah, like the Tommy Hilfiger fits, the polo fits, like bro, like Nas was a low life nigga, bro. So like,
like you know, Nas is like, really getting fly.
Like Nas was a fly nigga, bro. Like,
yo, period. why do you think that? "Quote unquote," Queens niggas can't dress.
Me,
not even like, you, just everybody.
Oh, because like I feel like they just put shit together. It's just like you know, like
they dress. The Queens niggas dress very trendy, bro.
Yeah, because they're last on the trend too. Because I feel like everything starts from uptown down.
It trickles down. Yeah, it trickles
down. So like, they are like the last of everything. So like, they get the shit last. Like I remember, like Queens niggas was rocking the Canes last and stuff. And like they were like the first nigga I seen with a Biggie coat on was from like Harlem, like that was like a uptown thing. And then like once I got to like the older I got, like the like niggas from Queens started rocking Biggies and shit like later on though. Like they were like a year late, you know what I mean?
Not even a year late. Like I thought everything. Much as I hate these niggas, like everything originates from Harlem, bro.
Yeah, everything. Everybody.
Yeah, because they're in the city, bro. They're in Manhattan. Yeah.
Like, everything originates from them niggas.
They take those trends, they take those styles, and then they make them hood, and then it trickles down to the other black people in the boroughs.
Bro, fam, like, that's the thing, too. Like, for instance, like Pop Smoke, like, to me, he was a fly nigga to me, Pop Smoke, like, me personally.
Right, man. He didn't dress like your typical, like, he kind of, like, switched it up. He didn't really dress like a typical Brooklyn nigga.
But I'm saying, though, he's, like, the fucking prototype for a Brooklyn nigga, because, like, they're designer heavy.
Yeah.
And all he wore was, like, Dior and all those types of things with, like, pants hanging off his ass. Like, that's, like, a Brooklyn nigga in a nutshell, my nigga.
Right.
Like, that's how they, like, dress. Like, they're just, like, mad. Brooklyn niggas are very, like, hard, but they're flashy, you feel me?
Yeah, flashy
all niggas. Harlem niggas are more like flamboyant and they're more like eccentric, where you'll see some like ASAP Rocky type nigga, like you feel me, out there. Like they're just wearing some like high end designer shit, like you'll see on a runway type shit. Like you feel me? That's the type of shit that they on. Like Queens niggas, like they're just more like they're basic, like you feel me, from like depending on who you are, but like, and then like Long Island niggas, you can get like a group of niggas that can't dress, or you
yeah, it varies in Long Island. I feel like niggas is real, like,
yeah, it's a big scale. I feel like, yeah, Long Island is a melting pot of everything. So, niggas from Suffolk, niggas from Queens, niggas from Brooklyn, niggas from Harlem, that's like what Long Island is. So, you see a lot of people like who can dress and who dress like Queens niggas, but that's why you also have a lot of niggas. And like Hempstead, they may dress like Brooklyn niggas. That's just like like name brand heavy or whatever the case is.
Yo, so, when them Max B start wearing them Red Robins with the big ass ACG boots, that shit really tore through Hempstead.
Bro. Oh my god! Oh my god! Yeah.
Niggas are still dressing like that out there.
Yeah,
bro.
That's what I'm saying.
A hood nigga in like Long Island, they're still stuck in like 07, my nigga, 08 type. They're not with the time.
They still dressing like Jay Hood.
A hood nigga, a hood, yo, they still listening to Ace Hood. They still listening to Ace Hood, bro. That ass off their fucking cell phone, like playing on the speaker.
Nah, Hempstead niggas is still bumping Mel Matrix and shit like that.
Yeah, Mel Matrix. Rock Marciano, that fucking incel music, man.
Yeah, man. But yo. Y'all ready to get up out of here, man? Let yourself up. Let the people know who you are. What's happening? This thing. Oops. All right, y'all. We're going to holler at y'all. Episode two?
Dos.
Episode two of the Quarantine Boys. It's the kid, Ty Johnson, Hillboy Honcho, you know, Mountaineers, Millionaires, you digs?
All that. You sound like a Harlem nigga when you said that.
Dude, right. Yo,
you got in your Harlem bag.
It's your boy Rios, man. Quarantine the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Wash your motherfucking hands.
Stay home, nigga.
Stay home, please.
Wash your hands, my nigga.
Practice social distancing. If you gotta go out, stay 6 feet away from niggas.
Don't get fined trying to link a thing. That's my takeaway.
Don't do that. Like, don't go out after 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Stay your ass home so niggas could enjoy the summer.
Eating ass ain't worth the $200 ticket, B.
And you can also get coronavirus that way too by eating. You really can. Yeah, you really
this nigga Rios is Umar.
Bro, nah, you really can't. I was researching that shit, bro. Like, because apparently, like, it's what? Saliva.
This nigga's brother Polite.
Bro.
What are you talking about, man?
Bro, I read the CDC shit, and they was talking about sex and coronavirus, right? So they was saying how, like, let's say you're eating a girl's ass, right? So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can get COVID. You can get COVID.
All right, I'm out of here.
All right, we're gonna holler at you.
I'm out of here.
This nigga got the pork chop serum.
This nigga going off the rails.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.